Not me.
Also pick up on Bornbrenner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Blitz Week 12 of the National Football League. There were three games Thanksgiving Day, but now let's get to Sunday action. First, let's start off with my Buffalo Bills. I'm ashamed to say that. Against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. Back to Tyrod Taylor. Let's start off with Joe. Well, first of all, Rudy Reyes, RootDogShow.com, exclusively on BarnBurner.ca. Joe Budget Boss, check him out. And Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, Season 2, updated now. So let's first start off with Joe Budget Boss, Buffalo into Kansas City.
Okay, so sorry to say for you, Joe, but Buffalo's in the midst of their annual tradition. Right around this time of year, they reel off their 5 or 6 game losing streak, and I think it continues this week with Kansas City. My apologies to you, my friend, but I'm not going to ask you to change teams at this point in your life. So,
well, thank God for that. Even though I hopefully they won't lose 54-24. Rory, go ahead.
Well, Kansas City, we got some news that we're going to break. So Darrell Revis just signed to Kansas City. Revis Island is back. Let's see if he's going to be in in-game shape. And my biggest thing is 2012, and a similar situation that happened with San Francisco, Alex Smith. He was a young rookie, hungry, ready. I think it's about time we see Patrick Mahomes grace the field. Regardless of the matter, Kansas City is going to win this game. And Joe, I am apologizing. I'm sorry about Buffalo. I don't understand what happened last week. Like,
everybody keep apologizing, and you'll see the Buffalo Bills will score more than 24 points and lose by 3 points. Okay, now, Rudy Reyes, go ahead.
You know, I look at the Bills and I say to myself, they're not quite the dumpster fire that the Dolphins are. But I will tell you this. The Bills will give up a couple churches and burn down some farms. But I tell you this right now, the Chiefs with a Mahomes experiment in the waiting, I really think that clearly the Chiefs are doing what they're supposed to, what they're designated to do. But with Alex Smith at the helm, I don't know that they can get it done. But I do know that you're right, Rory. Good point. Good nail in the coffin. Revis Island is now back in business. I don't know if he'll be the same Darrell Revis, but I know that they'll get the W despite whether they have Alex Smith under center or Darrell Revis in the secondary. Chiefs take care of business against the Bills.
Now, I, since this is my team, I'm going to ask all three of you, what did you think of last week, Sean McDermott changing, going to the backup quarterback, now switching back again? They were 5-2, now they're 5-5, and probably 5-6. Has he lost the team? Or, you know, this guy's a rookie head coach, and you switch quarterbacks like you switch socks, or like Rory, or like Rudy switches shorts for Facebook Live. So let's go, Joe, first of all, start us off.
To me, the way I look at it is just pure Buffalo style. They just don't know what they're doing. They're inept. They always don't stick to a game plan. They always, in my mind, Tyrod's not the quarterback of the future anyway. I've never enjoyed or liked Tyrod Taylor. But the one thing I will say is that I would have to agree that switching up the quarterback probably wasn't the best move. If you're going to go down with Tyrod Taylor, might as well just play out the season with him and then look to next year. But you're not going to really salvage the season at this point with whatever that guy was who was bagging groceries and gave up whatever 5 picks last week. So, yeah. So I don't like the switch in the grand scheme of things. But, I mean, when we talk about Buffalo, I just laugh. So I kind of like that they did that because it's kind of funny.
All right. Rory, go ahead.
I always say this. It's a sign of ignorance. If you look at how you got Tyrod playing, he's playing good football, right? Some of those picks I watched last week, they looked deliberately. I swear, they looked deliberate. They looked like he wasn't even trying to hit the target, you know what I mean? But, again, it's a sign of ignorance, and hopefully it'd be nice to see Buffalo to get back a win, you know what I mean? But we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Okay, Rudy?
I'm probably a little bit more brutal than you guys have been so far, because the way that I'm looking at this is a sign of pure and unadulterated senility. You don't pull a guy who's added chemistry, who's been there from the onset. No, I'm not saying Tyrod Taylor is the man because he's not the man. He is a substitute quarterback right now. Peterman is a quarterback of the future, possibly. Five interceptions does not speak to his credit. And I will say this, that is probably the dumbest move I've ever seen any head coach in any NFL season I have ever seen do at that point. And it almost reminds me of a Jeff Fisher when you don't start Jared Goff. Now here he is in his second year tearing things up. Dumb move.
All right. Let's get to the second game. Tampa Bay at the Atlanta Falcons. Rudy, were you driving that bus when the Georgia Dome exploded and then the bus went in front of it or what?
I was trying to wave the white flag, but they couldn't see me through the dust that was settling.
Maybe if you had some shorts on, you couldn't be, everybody would see you. Go ahead, pick this game.
You know what? Shorts, smorts. You know who's going to be on the short end of the stick? It's got to be the Buccaneers. Jameis Winston not playing again. He is not feeling very uber well right about now. He's very uber down. He's probably too busy eating his W's, amongst other things. Maybe the bagel they stopped by in that.
I think you're looking good.
Anyway,
come on.
So, hey, you know what? If you're the Colonel, you like those seven spices and herbs. I got to go with the Falcons here, running up the score on the Buccaneers. I say 42-14 Falcons.
Rory?
I got to agree with Rudy on this one. This is going to be an ugly game.
What is going on between you guys? Just because you gave him Starbucks card, you're agreeing with everything. I expected fights between you guys already. Come on.
Like I said, I agree with Rudy here. The Falcons are going to build off momentum from that game that they won against Seattle in the closing minutes there. Tampa Bay has all types of issues going on over there, you know, no Jameis Winston and stuff like that. And it's quite frankly, I was having a conversation actually about the Buccaneers, and a lot of people say this was supposed to be that team this year. Now they're sitting at 4-6. They're about to lose. Atlanta wins this one. Who wins this one?
Joe Budget Boss?
I hate to agree with everyone, Brian. I think Tampa is just going to get smoked. I think Atlanta is going to finish the season strong. I don't think they're going to go all the way back to where they were last year, but at the same time, though, they are a playoff team, in my opinion. I don't think they fell off that much. Their downfall was highly, highly over publicized, so I think they get the win and storm back the second half of the season, winning probably five of the last six games, in my opinion.
Now, the Battle of Ohio takes place. LeBron James is watching this game very closely. Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals. Rory, start us off.
I'm going to say this right now. It's going to sound crazy. The Cleveland Browns are about to win this game. It's time for the Cincinnati Bengals to change that organization around and get rid of the coach of Marvin Lewis. Browns are going to win this game by a nail biter.
All right, I'm just stunned. But this guy picked his favorite team to lose, and now he's picking the Browns to win. Rudy, go ahead.
You know, if you're an AFC North guy, you love this battle. Both of these teams have absolutely nothing to play for, nothing. Marvin Lewis was given a very long leash by the Brown organization. I probably said this a million times. I think that leash needs to be shortened and a possible stranglehold exists. Why? Not getting it done with guys like Vontaze Burfict still on the roster after an extension and you don't extend your head coach? Interesting. Telltale signs of Marvin Lewis going to some other NFL team next year. But I'll be honest with you, despite the quarterback conundrum in Cleveland, Rory, I got to jump on the Brownie bandwagon. I believe the Browns
are going
to first
here? W. Oh, my gosh.
All right, enough
of you. Let's go to some let's see Joe Budget Boss, the man of money. Put the money. Let's see, who do you pick in this game?
Am I the only one with a brain around here?
It seems
the Browns
like that.
We'll lose.
Thank God, at least some sanity here.
Cincinnati is not great, but they are not as bad as the Browns. Not even close. They're at home. The Battle of Ohio. Come on. Like, this game is going to be a putrid game. It's going to be at least a 14-point win by Cincinnati. Andy Dalton is finally going to come out of his, I guess you could say, slumber. He is having a pretty good year statistically, but at the same time, the rest of the team's not that great. Beyond that, though, Cleveland stinks. They always have. They always will. They're going to lose this game. That's it.
Since no wonder this guy is full of millionaires, and you should put your money where I like your name, by the way, Joe. Put your money with Joe, because this guy, see, finally some sense in this segment. Now, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Rudy, start us off.
You know, I was able to interview, and it was very fortunate that I was able to grab Pierre Desir coming over from the Browns after playing 2 years in Cleveland. And we were talking about the stability of this team, and I told him, I said, look, I said, right now, the way that I look at the Colts is they need to stay consistent. They shut out the Steelers in their matchup in the first half of the game. I told him, I said, stay with that flow. If I were you and I had a message, whether or not you take it back to the locker room or not, it's up to you. I said, but preach consistency. Preach keeping the pedal to the metal defensively. And I think the Indianapolis Colts should do it against the Titans. Why? Marcus Mariota is not ready for the biggest stage. He proved that at Heinz Field against the Steelers team that people were really wondering, are they going to wake up and smell the coffee? And sure enough, the Steelers did, blowing them out 40-17. Look, bottom line is the Colts can get it done defensively, put the pass rush together. I think he gets a W against the Tennessee Titans.
Joe, go ahead.
I'm going to have to go with Tennessee in this game. I'm not completely sold on Jacoby Brissett, and I just don't think Indianapolis is strong enough to hold off Tennessee. Although I think it will be a tight game, I just feel that Tennessee will pull through in the end, and Mariota will shine.
Rory?
This playoff team in Tennessee, I picked them at the beginning of the year to make a wild card spot. And this is one of these games. It's one of these games that you look at and you have to say, you're 6-4. You blew a stinker last week. I'm going to have to say Tennessee's going to nail bite this one out. Their run game is going to keep improving. And I'm not sold on the Colts. You know what I mean? The Colts are not—they're not good. They're horrible. So Tennessee wins this game.
All right. So Rory, start us off with the next match, and quickly, because this should take 10 seconds. Miami into New England. New England by how many?
Oh my Lord! I heard Brady has a little bit of an Achilles injury right now, and Gronk has an illness. You got to say New England. You know what I mean? They could play with their
backup. I said New England. Just give me the game. I said New England. Like, how many? Nobody said Miami's going to win. All three of us are going to say New England. I said Miami and New England. By how many? And I said it's 10 seconds.
28 times.
Rory? Rudy, go ahead.
I love it. Look, New England will go up by two touchdowns. And here's why. And I say only two touchdowns. Here's why. These foes know each other very, very well. But there's only one team in the AFC East that can really challenge me with Patriots, and that is the New York Jets. Unfortunately, the Jets are dumpster fire all on their own, and I think it's right next to the Miami Dolphins.
All right,
you're dumpster
10
fire.
Are
there
all right, Joe, go ahead.
Play.
My turn?
Yes. You get 15.
New England.
You're
New England by 28.
All right, see? Right, was that, Rory, was that so hard to do? Come on. The Carolina Panthers, New York Jets, Joe, start us off.
Okay, so Carolina and the Jets, I'm going to have to go with Carolina on the road. Carolina, in my opinion, makes the playoffs as a wild card team this year. I think three teams from that division are going to make the playoffs, so I'm going to go with Carolina on the road, probably by more than 7.
And let me ask you a side question. Cam Newton, since it's New York, what will he be wearing? Would he be wearing, like, Rudy wears shorts?
You guys, any of you guys Seinfeld fans?
Yes. No,
okay,
actually,
so remember the
me and Rory are Kramer fans. Rory looks like Kramer.
Okay, so you remember the Technicolor Dreamcoat episode?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's going to wear that Technicolor Dreamcoat with the hat with the feather. And then he's in.
All right. Go ahead, Rory.
They call him Superman. But has anybody ever seen Superman fly into a jet? What's the outcome? I'm going to tell you the outcome.
Oh, my God.
For Carolina. The Jets win this game.
Here we go again. This is, you know, all right, I'll wait till the end of the segment. Go ahead, Rudy.
Okay, first of all,
that's right. Look at that laugh. Let's just laugh one more time like that. Come on.
Why that? No, bottom line is that the Panthers are better than the Jets. Let's just put that out there now. And the last time I ever seen Superman fly into a jet, he destroyed it, and it fell out of the sky in billions of pieces. And the only thing that could bring Superman back was the sun. And I think the sun comes close to the word win, and I think the Panthers get the W against the Jets.
Get this straight. The Rory Mitchell Report Unleashed just pick the Jets and Cleveland in the same week. All right. I don't know what to say about this. Next match or next game, Chicago into Philly. Again, first start off with Rory. Philly by how many?
I really don't care to talk about this team, but I have to because it is sports. And sports.
All right, then don't talk about it. Go ahead, Joe. Pick a. You don't want to talk about it? Don't talk about it. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, I'll let Rory finish your thought.
This team's overrated. I've been saying it every week. The team's overrated.
Overrated. Yeah, every week he says the same thing. And what do they win? They're 9-1. Going to be 10-1. That's overrated. Man, I'm up with you.
Who have they
Go played? Ahead, Joe.
I ask this question to every Eagles fan, and I ask this question to the panel right now. Who has this team beat?
Every week. Let's who has this team beat? Who? It doesn't matter who has they beat. They beat who they had to play. They play who and they beat. Who they had to play, they beat. That's it. Joe, go ahead.
Well, as much as it pains me to say, I'm going to have to go with Philly on this one. I'm going to go 10-1. I think they take out Chicago keeps it close, though. They've been doing that all year. Philly still takes it home in the end.
Rudy Reyes, Rude Dog Show, put on some pants. Go ahead.
Hey, Budget Boss, it sounded like you were trying to squeak that one out there. It pains you, kind of like a knife in the heart. Trubisky.
I just watched that team put the beat
they've
down
been,
on my team,
look, Joe P. said it best. They beat who they play. It doesn't matter who they play. They beat who they play. I got to follow the mantra, and they beat up the Bears. So they need to bear down and hide away for a long winter's nap. Eagles go up by 3 scores.
They are who we thought they are. Wasn't that a favorite
They
team?
Were.
Oh, yeah.
They are who we thought they were.
Not,
yes.
They are because not were. They are because they're going to be 10-1. They are. At Seattle into San Fran, Joe, start us off.
I think Seattle got their big win of the year against Rory's Giants there, and so I think that's about that. That's it. That was their Super Bowl for the year. So Seattle takes this game. San Fran got their one win. That's all they're going to get for now. Let's go with Seattle, even without Chancellor and my boy Sherman.
All right, Rudy, go ahead.
Look, when you... One thing that I really have to question Seattle Seahawks and Pete Carroll was kicking a 52-yard field goal. Or, let's see, which one? Kick a field goal, and instead of kicking a field goal, you go for a trick play. What is wrong with Pete Carroll? Tell me, somebody. Anybody.
It's her. What is
Seahawks.
Wrong with her?
Seahawks. Seahawks destroy the 49ers. They don't have a wing and a prayer because the Seahawks will be dropping all over, and Seahawks go up by 2 touchdowns at least.
All right. I don't want to ask this for this, but I'm going to have to ask it. Rory, give me your pick.
If Jimmy Garoppolo plays.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. If, I knew. That's why I said it. I prefaced this by saying
hear
I
me,
don't ask
hear
it.
Me
I
out.
Knew. If Jimmy hear Garoppolo is it, if the Argos win the Grey Cup, let me ask you, if the Argos win the Grey Cup this week, should they be involved in the NFL? Should they move San Francisco to the CFL and put the Argos in the NFL? Let me ask you that question. Answer that question. Should they move the Argos if they win the Grey Cup to the NFL and bring Cleveland or San Francisco or maybe a trade, 2-for-1 teams?
You know what, Joe? I don't know.
Right, enough of you. Are you going to pick this game? You pick San Fran. Okay.
Yes.
No.
Jacksonville,
Arizona. Rory, start us off.
I will go back and I'll pick my game real quick. I said if Jimmy Garoppolo plays, Seattle will win. Seattle's going to win outright. Anyway, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
So what kind of point was that then? What kind of point was that? If Jimmy Garoppolo plays, Seattle will win. But if he doesn't play, Seattle will win. Just say Seattle will win. Come on.
I'm all in on Jacksonville, and I've been the whole entire year. This defense is something fierce. Let's just see if their defensive momentum is going to carry on through. Arizona is starting. Oh, wait, Blaine Gabbert? let's just Jacksonville.
Wait, hold on. They're starting Blaine Gabbert, but if they start Blaine Gabbert, they should win. But if they don't start, they won't win, right?
Never said that. That was the last segment.
Oh, that was my mistake. That was in the other game. So who are you picking this game?
I got to go with Jacksonville. I got to go
right,
with that.
Enough. Joe, who are you picking?
Okay, I got to go. I got to repeat on Rory. I got to go with Jacksonville. But before I finish with my pick on this, let's just bring up the fact that Rory's been all in on Jacksonville all year. But let's just remember he was all in on the Giants and all in on Tampa as well. So
hey, Bill.
And he's all in on Starbucks gift cards, right? Rory, come on.
He also picked Seattle win whether or not who starts on quarterback for San Fran. And he also picked Cleveland, and he also picked the Jets. So.
Wait, did you guys put the teleprompter? Wait, who's writing the script for the teleprompter right now?
Nobody's writing the script for a teleprompter. Now, Rudy, go ahead and give me your pick. What's that
okay.
Laugh?
I got a brain. You guys are killing me over here. Okay. Gosh, it's simple. Jaguars scratching claw and the Cardinals wish they never showed up. Jaguars get the W.
All right, arguably the best game of the week. And since it's money on the line, I got to give it to Joe Budget Boss to start. New Orleans, L.A. Rams. Go ahead.
I think the Rams got exposed last week for the team that they are. They're a good team, but not a great team. And the team that is great, in my opinion, is New Orleans. They finally got it all clicking on both sides of the ball. One thing they've been missing the last few years is the defensive end, but they stacked that up. Drew Brees is playing like the Drew Brees of old. I have to go with New Orleans, even on the road, because the home game in L.A. is essentially a road game in L.A. for the Rams.
All right, Rudy, go ahead.
Well, I'm telling you, pass coverage is horrible for the Rams. They didn't look very good on either side of the ball. They were – talk about an expose. I think there's a lot more deep-seated issues to be able to beat a better team. The Saints are just getting it done. The Saints have been doing it on both sides of the ball all year long after going 0-2, 1-8 straight. Saints, Uday, all day, Saints against the Rams. They get the W.
Rory Mitchell Report on Leafs Season 2, now updated. Let me ask you, if Jim ever plays quarterback for the Rams, will the Rams win?
I'm going to say this right now. Jared Goff will play lights-out football, and the Rams will get the job done. You can book that.
Book it where? Where am I going to book it?
You can take it to the bank. You can take it to the budget box.
Yeah, right. 8:30, Rory, you start us off. Denver into Oakland. Go ahead, Rory.
The start of Paxton Lynch. Oh, brother, this game is going to be a whole mess. Denver's really, you know, I have them on fantasy football from their defense, and they've been just doing atrocious for me. But I'm going to go with Oakland on.
And by the way, how's your fantasy football team doing?
In which league? What? One league?
You're playing 75. You're a 75 football owner. Go ahead. Which 75 teams? Are one of them are good or what?
No, in my two leagues, I'm 6-4, and the other one, I think, I'm 9-9. I don't know. Can't remember.
9-9. 6-4, 9-9. So if you had 10 games, you're 9-1, but obviously you're not 9-1. Enough of you. Go ahead, Rudy.
You know, Paxton Lynch, this has been a long time coming. And in all fairness, in all honesty, it's long overdue. It's long overdue. Paxton Lynch was picked up 2 years worth of drafts and still not played, now gets an opportunity. I don't know that the Broncos have enough defensively or if it's just age or what the situation is. I think the Raiders on the other side of the ball, I'll be honest with you, this will be a low-scoring game. Why? Because both defenses are going to go at it. Unfortunately, there has to be a loser here, and I think that the Broncos get another L. Raiders win.
All right, Joe, budget boss.
I don't think this game is even going to be close. I think Oakland's going to win by a minimum 3 touchdowns. I think they smoke them. Denver's just a pathetic team. They can't score the ball at all. So even if you could stop someone, are you going to stop them on every drive? You got to figure Oakland's going to have the ball at least 15, 16 times. So probably not that much, but let's say 10 times. They're going to get the ball in the end zone. It's going to happen. So, yeah, Oakland wins by 3 touchdowns in my opinion.
All right, I'm going to break the news. Before Monday Night Football, the Green Bay into Pittsburgh, Rudy, you got to listen to this. Breaking news. Rory Mitchell is going to be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He can't be any worse than Brett Hundley did with the Baltimore Ravens. Rudy, go ahead. It's your team, so start us off. Green Bay, Pittsburgh. Are you afraid that Pittsburgh can lose one here?
Are you serious? Was that an actual legitimate question? Okay, no. Packers have no chance for a lot of reasons. Brett Hundley didn't get enough reps in the last couple of seasons. Aaron Rodgers was their savior. He's no longer there. Steelers defense, number two in the NFL. Overall, number two in the NFL. Not the AFC, not the NFC, in the NFL. Only one team better. Steelers are going to tear them apart. So I had Chad Brown on earlier. You guys probably should check that out. And if you don't, go to barbara.ca and go to the Brew Duck Show as well and check that out. Good times with Mr. Brown. Steelers look too good right now offensively, despite not having Juju Smith-Schuster with an ankle. I think you'll see a lot more Martavis Bryant. And, of course, Mike Mitchell, now the insertion. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's bad. Mike Mitchell plays hard, but not an extremely high-skilled player at the level he needs to play in. But I still think the Steelers get it done in all phases. Defense is on fire. Vince Williams just lighting it up, and I think they'll get the W and again another 3-touchdown lead. Steelers.
And now, let me ask you something. Let me ask you guys something. I'm dead serious. I know, Rudy, you like Pittsburgh Steelers, but let me ask you this. What did Pittsburgh do with the NFL? Because they are probably going to go at least to the AFC Championship game, maybe even to the Super Bowl, because they played a Thursday home game, and now they're playing a Monday home game. You talk about favoritism. Hey, what is going on here? Joe, you want to comment on
that? Well, the favoritism is real simple. You want to win.
You
got to keep winning.
You had your time. Joe, do you want to comment on this?
I'm going to let you guys know something about Pittsburgh right now, and I'm sorry to say to you, Rudy, but Pittsburgh is not going to the Super Bowl this year. Pittsburgh doesn't have what it takes. They play down to their competition all the time. Pittsburgh's going to win this game because Green Bay just sucks, and so does Hundley. But at the same time, they're not going to win by as much as you might think they will. They play down to their competition. They smoked Tennessee last week because Tennessee was actually a halfway decent team. When you play the garbage team, they play like garbage. happened against Indy.
Okay.
Happened against Cleveland. So let's just put it how it is. They won against Cleveland by 3. They lost to the Bears. They lost to Jacksonville. They barely beat the Chiefs. They barely beat the Lions. They barely beat the Colts. So let's just put it how it is. Pittsburgh always plays down their competition. I just don't think Ben has the heart in it anymore to do it the way he used to. They do win this game, however.
Okay, you want to comment on that?
Of course they're going to win this game. Of course. That go figure. The Indianapolis Colts game was a fluke in the first half of that game, but they did get the W against Jacksonville at home, early season, early game. Give me one team that they have played that was under 500 and who are still now at 500. Anybody? Nobody.
They played
right.
The Chiefs. Yeah. And they barely beat them.
They traveled in the Arrowhead. They owned them last year in the playoffs. They owned them in the regular season. They beat them at home. What are the lines?
They owned
the
NFL.
They owned the Kansas City Chiefs
in that playoff game last year. Six field goals. Do you remember?
Hold on.
I remember. But you know what? It doesn't matter how many field goals you make. It's getting the win. And guess what?
Yes,
the Steelers win. No other AFC team win.
Yeah, you can't beat New England by getting 6 feet of
food. All right, let's give it to Rory, and then we'll preview the last game of the week, and then I got another bonus game we've got to ask you guys about. So go ahead, Rory.
Well, see, that's the thing. Pittsburgh is good, but they can't beat New England. As long as Tom Brady's breathing. I'm sorry.
Well, let me ask you this. Right now, to be honest, right now, Pittsburgh has home field advantage. They need the home field advantage to actually do something possibly, because if they have to go to New England, there's no chance of them beating New England. But if
they play New England this year.
Sorry?
They play New England this year.
No,
so not
what I'm saying in the playoffs, what I'm saying in the playoffs, right now, if everything falls in place, if they continue, if the season starts or the postseason starts, Pittsburgh has home field advantage.
Jules, let me tell you something. Let me tell you right now. It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters if Pittsburgh's at home or they're on the road. They can't beat New England. I'm sorry. They don't have what it takes to beat New England.
Okay.
You
now,
need high altitude weather to beat New England. Let's be honest. You need high altitude in the playoffs in January to beat New England.
Okay. Let's get to the Monday night.
And we're gonna have this conversation after the Steelers beat the Patriots. So let's just call.
Okay.
It.
Week 15 because they're
before
not going to
cover
beat
that
the Patriots
game.
In Week 15.
Listen, before we cover that. That was cool, Rudy. We did coffee. I'll let you name your price on this one. You can name your price.
Rudy, you can name your price.
Pittsburgh cannot beat New England. It doesn't matter.
We'll see about that. We will see about that. If the Steelers get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, you will see the Steelers beat the Patriots.
Wait.
That
I can't believe
question,
you're actually,
by the way.
I cannot believe you're actually saying this. How are they? You don't think Tom Brady can't go up to Heinz Field and not? Oh my God! Him and his nuclear warhead of his arm.
All right, enough of this is not the Pittsburgh Steelers podcast here. It's the NFL Blitz with Rory Mitchell Report Unleashed Season 2 updated. Joe Budget Boss and Rude Dog Reyes. Rory. See, you got me so confused. Rudy
Reyes. I got you fired up.
No, you did get me fired up, you jabroni. All right, now let's talk about Houston and Baltimore. Now he's laughing. Houston, Baltimore, Rudy Reyes, Rude Dog Show, go ahead.
You know, I look at this Ravens team destroying the Packers. I got to take the Texans to get
all
the
right.
W here. Ravens
Joe
are playing 500
boss.
Football.
Joe Budget Boss.
I don't know how you could talk about how the Ravens just destroyed Green Bay and now we're going to lose to Houston with Macho Man Randy Tom Savage as his quarterback. So I'm going to – ooh, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Baltimore's going to lick down Houston at home. It's just not even going to be a question. Joe
Did
Flacco
you just say lick down? Lick down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lick down.
Yeah.
All right.
Straight up.
That's one of my favorite words now. Lick down. All right, Chick Dude, Rory, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I was just dying of tears. You got to go with the Ravens on this one.
What's the last time you licked down, Rory?
Well, to see what Joe really wanted to say was...
All right, enough. Now, enough. Who cares about the picks? Now, here's the bonus question. I talked about it just 5-10 minutes ago. Bonus question. The Grey Cup, 105th Grey Cup. The only one alive to see the first one, Rory Mitchell. Mitchell Report Unleashed. Calgary Stampeders, Toronto Argonauts. Joe, who do you got?
I got to go with St. Thomas Argonauts with this one. I think they're a great team. I'm just messing around. I'm going to go with Toronto. I'm going to pick my hometown. I'm going to go with the Argonauts. I think they're itching for a Grey Cup win, and it's been a few years since they've done it, so let's go with Toronto.
The last time they won was 2012, and it was against Calgary. Now, Rory, go ahead.
I want to pick with my heart.
Just pick it. Don't pick your heart. You're waiting for Conrad Holloway, Joe Bart's to come. Pick it already.
In the words of Mike Pinball Clemens, which I've met twice in my lifetime, I'm going to go with...
Did you just meet the former Argonauts head coach, Adam Reed?
Actually, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I had a good chance to meet Adam Reed there.
Did you even know he was a former Argonaut head coach?
Can I tell you that I saw the actual championship ring? So I
the Great Cup ring. Get it right. The Great Cup ring.
He had rings. He had championships. That's what he had.
All right.
Anyway,
I'm
going
with...
Can I get to my pick instead of you cutting me off?
No, you can't because you're going to give it five minutes to pick to say the Argos. All right, go ahead.
Like I said, I want to pick with my heart, but I'm going to pick with my head. I think Calgary gets it done.
I heard that before. Now, Rudy Reyes, Rude Dog Show, I know you're American. I don't know if you follow the Canadian Football League. You know, we got three downs. We got a longer field. Our balls are bigger. You want to pick this one? What are you laughing? Are you laughing because our balls are bigger?
Look. The balls must be bigger.
Our balls bigger? Aren't our balls, Canadian balls, bigger than the American balls?
I thought this was a PG.
It's PG. That means the point is good.
Aren't our balls bigger? All right, Joe doesn't know what to say. He's shocked that our balls are bigger. So go ahead, Rody.
What? Who?
Rudy.
Rudy, before you answer, that must be another person that we're bringing onto the show.
Oh, is that right?
Are you
laughing
at our balls?
Where is Rody at? Tell me, somebody.
Rody. Okay, Rody. Pick the pick already.
Oh, you know what? I'm looking at a lot of numbers here. Numbers don't mean a thing unless you got this swing. But you know what? Toronto's been doing it all season long. I think they end up winning the Grey Cup.
All you guys, I'm from Toronto, and they haven't been doing it all season long. Calgary's been the best team for the last 3 years. Calgary gets revenge from last year's Grey Cup. Calgary wins, and that's it, 34-23. This has been another
I can't believe you're picking against
Another edition. Be quiet, Rory or Rudy or whoever. Another edition of the NFL.
Rody, get it right.
With Joe Budget Boss. Joe Budget Boss, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
You guys can get a hold of me at www.budgetboss.ca for daily content. Also, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at Joe Budget Boss, daily financial content. Thanks, guys.
All right. Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed Season 2. Go ahead.
Rory, EGN is a Twitter handle. And I was on hiatus on Twitter, but I am now officially back.
Whoop-de-doo, I'm so happy. Now, go ahead,
or what did I say? Rory, Rudy, whatever. Rude Dog Show, go ahead.
Rody, get it right.
Rody,
you find me.
Rody, whatever.
Yeah, Rody.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You can find me at
Rude Dog
Reyes.
Rudy, go ahead. Quickly, tell me.
I bet you do. Go to at Rude Dog Reyes. Go to RudeDogShow.com. Check out all the fantastic content. Always having great talent on the show, including a lot of great sports talk. I call it like it is on the Rude Dog Show.
All right, you're going to call it like it is, right? Here's a CFL ball and an NFL ball. You tell me which ball is bigger.